jury selection for the retrial of James Michael Wells began on September 9th. Wells was convicted in April 2014 in the shooting deaths of Coast Guard Petty Officer First Class James Hopkins and retired Chief Petty Officer Richard Belisle in April of 2012. Hopkins, an electronics technician, was 41 years old, and Belisle was a 51-year-old civilian employee at the time. Both were working at the Coast Guard Communication Station in Kodiak. In the first trial, a jury convicted Wells of 6 felony counts, 2 counts each of first-degree murder, murder of a U.S. officer, and use of a firearm in a violent crime. He was sentenced to 4 consecutive life terms in July of 2014. Wells appealed, and in December of 2017, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the convictions and ordered a retrial with a new judge. The new trial is being heard by Judge Sharon L. Gleason in Anchorage Courtroom 2. In granting the appeal, the court cited a number of problems with the original case. The panel concluded that, quote, the government's actions, unchecked by the district court at critical points, so tipped the scales of justice as to render the trial fundamentally unfair, unquote. The case, which garnered national coverage, shocked and divided the isolated island community and put many on edge as people asked each other, how could something like this happen here in Kodiak? Others, especially many who knew Wells, found it hard to believe that he was capable of the killings. More than 800 people in a community of roughly 12,000 turned out for a memorial held for the slain men that was held shortly after the shooting. Adding to the frustration of locals was the lack of information available from the FBI investigators. Many of the questions during a special town hall meeting days after the murders were along the line of, the FBI keeps telling us we're safe, but they're not telling us why we're safe. Wells was not arrested until 10 months after the murders while the FBI tried to build the case against him. Prosecutors had alleged Wells was unhappy that he had become increasingly irrelevant on the job through the advancement of the victims. Throughout the proceedings, Wells has maintained his innocence. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.